But next Sunday also is on November 3rd, immediately following worship, we'll have a congregational meeting. And there are three things that we'll do. One is to approve the new mission statement. Second is to approve approve the renewal of our agreement with Union Congregational Church to share a pastor. And third, to accept nominations for members of the Joint Call Committee. And I think I've got it all. Now, if you turn to the larger blue sheet, you'll see a song. And at the bottom of that song sheet, there are a list of terms that are in the song that when I did it for another group, they asked all kinds of questions. So I thought, well, let's put those hints down there. Canon law refers to the law of the Roman Catholic Church laid down by the Pope. A bull is not a bull cow. It's
with horns.
It's a papal bull. The bull refers to the bulla, or a lead seal that the Pope would affix to an edict or a decree. Erfurt was the city where Luther studied law. St. Anne is the mother of Mary, the grandmother of Jesus. An Augustinian monk was one who withdrew from the world for religious and devotional service. Indulgences were the way to reduce the punishment for sins and the amount of time in purgatory, which were being sold by Tetzel. We'll get to him later. Transubstantiation, that's a big word, isn't it? But it means it's the belief that at the Mass or at the communion service, the bread and the wine actually turn into the body and blood of Christ, as opposed to our belief that the body and that in Holy Communion, the bread stays bread, the wine stays wine, but Christ is really present. And then excommunication was the papal bull separating a person from communion and the church membership. Wittenberg is not on that list, but it's the in Germany, it's where Luther nailed 95 theses on the All Saints church door, which is the bulletin board of the day, in 1517. Theses are the statements that were meant to be discussed. And a diet is not not losing all your food. It's a diet is a conference that was held in 1521, at which the Pope asked Emperor Charles to intervene, and then Luther to recant and renounce his writings. Tetzel was the Pope's representative. And he was gathering funds to build St. Peter's in Rome. Duke Frederick the Wise had Luther kidnapped after that diet and kept him at the Wartburg Castle. Knighting George is referred to in one of the verses and refers to the fact that Duke Frederick made Luther a knight and gave him the name George as an alias so that others didn't know he was there. And John Calvin was a French reformer. John Knox was from Scotland. And Ulrich Zwingli was a reformer from Switzerland. These are mentioned in there. And the lowercase Roman Catholic is spelled with a C, a capital C. That's the Roman Catholic Church. Catholic, as we have it in our creed, is a small c that refers to the universal Christian church. Now, we could have added more reformers to this, but enough's enough. So, we'll try to sing this. If you catch on to the refrain, join me. It sometimes gets to be a tang twister. So, when Martin Luther was a boy, he studied canon law. While Erfurt was a challenge, he was just to please his pa. Then came the storm, the lightning struck, he called upon St. Anne. He shaved his head and took his vows. And Augustinian, oh, palpable indulgences and transubstantiation. Speak your mind against them and face excommunication. Nail your thesis to the door, let's start a reformation. Palpable indulgences and transubstantiation. When Tetzel came near Wittenberg, St. Peter's prophet soared. Luther wrote a little notice for the All Saints Bulletin Board. You cannot purchase merits, for we're justified by grace. Here's 94 more reasons, Brother Tetzel, in your face. Oh, raffables, indulgences, and transubstantiation. Speak your mind against them and face excommunication. Nail your thesis to the door, let's start a reformation. Palpables, indulgences, and transubstantiation. They loved his tracts, adored his wit, all were exemplar. The Pope, however, hauled him up before the Emperor. Are these your books? Do you recant? King Charles did demand. I will not change my diet, sir. God help me, here I stand. Oh, palpables, indulgences, and transubstantiation. Speak your mind against them and face excommunication. Mail your thesis to the door, let's utter reformation. Palpables, indulgences, and transubstantiation. Duke Frederick took the wise approach, responding to his words by knighting Georgians hostage in the kingdom of the birds. Use Brother Martin's model in the language you seek. Stay locked inside your castle with your Hebrew and your Greek. Oh, palpables, indulgences, and transubstantiation. Speak your mind against them and face excommunication. Nail your thesis to the door, let's start a reformation. Palpables, indulgences, and transubstantiation. Let's gather Calvin, Knox, and Ulrich Zwingli in this place and spread the word that Catholic is spelled with a lowercase. The word remains unfettered when the Spirit gets his chance. So come on, you reformers, for your reformation dance. So, palpables, indulgences, and transubstantiation. Speak your mind against them and face excommunication. Nail your theses to the door, let's start a reformation. Palpables, indulgences, and transubstantiation. Yes, Knox and Calvin, just like Luther, all opposed the Pope. They studied hard and suffered much, but loved the scriptures so. They all agreed the Pope was wrong to sell indulgences. The grace of God cannot be bought. God's love is ours for free. Oh, palpables, indulgences, and transubstantiation. Speak your mind against them and face excommunication. Nail your theses to the door, let's start a reformation. Palpables, indulgences, and transubstantiation.
Okay.
So much for the Reformation. Now, let's begin our worship, shall we? Let us stand and turn to the confession which you have printed in your bulletin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
God of all mercy and consolation, come to the help of your people, turning us from our sin to live for you alone. Give us the power of your Holy Spirit, that we may confess our sin, receive your forgiveness, and grow into the fullness of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed,
by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart.
We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves.
For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ,
have mercy on us.
Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may be alive in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin, and made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith.
Amen.
Amen. A mighty fortress.
Salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Worthy is Christ the Lamb who was slain, whose blood set us free to be people of God. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Power, riches, wisdom, and strength, and honor, blessing, and glory are His. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Sing with all the people of God, and join in the hymn of all creation. Blessing, honor, glory, and might be to God and the Lamb forever. Amen. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. For the Lamb who was slain has begun His reign. Alleluia. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, gracious Lord, we thank you that your Holy Spirit renews the church in every age. Pour out your Holy Spirit on your faithful people. Keep them steadfast in your word. Protect and comfort them in times of trial. Defend them against all enemies of the gospel, and bestow on the church your saving peace. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated.
The first reading for Reformation Sunday is from the 31st chapter of Jeremiah. The renewed covenant will not be breakable, but like the old covenant, it will expect the people to live upright lives. To know the Lord means that one will defend the cause of the poor and needy. From Jeremiah 22:16. The renewed covenant is possible only because the Lord will forgive iniquity and not remember sin. Our hope lies in a God who forgets. And the reading. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant that I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, a covenant that they broke, though I was their husband, says the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No longer shall they teach one another or say to each other, Know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, says the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity and remember their sin no more. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
And now let us read Psalm 46 responsibly. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble.
Therefore we will not fear, though the earth be moved, and though the mountains shake in the depths of the sea.
Though its waters rage and foam, and though the mountains tremble with its tumult.
There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High.
God is in the midst of the city. It shall not be shaken. God shall help it at the break of day.
The nations rage and the kingdoms shake. God speaks and the earth melts away.
The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold.
Come now, regard the works of the Lord. What desolations God has brought upon the earth.
Behold the one who makes war to cease in all the world, who breaks the bow and shatters the spear and burns the shields with fire.
Be still then, and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth.
The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. And the second reading is from the third chapter of Romans. Paul's words stand at the heart of the preaching of Martin Luther and other Reformation leaders. No human beings make themselves right with God through works of the law. We are brought into a right relationship with God through the divine activity centered in Christ's death. This act is a gift of grace that liberates us from sin and empowers our faith in Jesus Christ. And the reading. Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be silenced and the whole world may be held accountable to God. For no human being will be justified in his sight by deeds prescribed by the law, for through the law comes the knowledge of sin. But now, apart from law, the righteousness of God has been disclosed and is attested by the law and the prophets. The righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction. Since all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, they are now justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a sacrifice of atonement by his blood. Effective through faith. He did this to show his righteousness, because in his divine forbearance he had passed over the sins previously committed. It was to prove at the present time that he himself is righteous and that he justifies the one who has faith in Jesus. Then what becomes of boasting? Is it excluded? By what law? By that of works? No, but by the law of faith. For we hold that a person is justified by faith apart from works prescribed by the law. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
For to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
You, O Lord. The Gospel according to St. John, the 8th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. They answered him, We are the descendants of Abraham. We have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean by saying, You will be made free? Jesus answered them, Very truly I tell you, everyone who commits a sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not have a permanent place in the household. The son has a place there forever. So if the son makes you free, you will be free indeed. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Normally, well, I would invite the children to come forward, but there aren't really a lot of young children, so I don't think I'll be doing that. Wow, surprise, right? You didn't expect to see me up here. Well, I'll be preaching the sermon today as part of my confirmation. So when I was baptized as a baby in 2006, I didn't really know what was happening. I was just getting wet. Yes, I was claimed by God as his child in the family of faith, but being confirmed is something completely different. Now I can think and act on my own. This is confirming my faith in God. See that? Confirming? Funny how it works like that. Because now it's more than just getting splashed. This is a full-on plunge into my life with God. In the first reading, Jeremiah, not me, the other Jeremiah, the prophet Jeremiah. Is it not working? Okay. In the first reading, oh, now it's working. In the first reading, Jeremiah, not me, the prophet Jeremiah, writes about how God made a new covenant with all the Jews, which will be different from the last covenant. And he uses this analogy that we are married to God. Hold on, that thought, I will come back to it. In St. John's Gospel, Jesus is talking about the Jews, and he says to them, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples." And then he says, "Very truly I tell you, anyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not have a permanent place in the household. The son has a place there forever. So if the son makes you free, you will be free indeed." And as we all know, Jesus is the Son of God. He died on the cross to save us from sin. So Jesus freed us from sin, and we are free indeed. A quick show of hands, how many of you have seen the Lord of the Rings movies or read Tolkien's books? Okay, a few of you. Well, in the beginning of the first movie, The Fellowship of the Ring, Lord Elrond, the King of the High Elves, and the King of Men go to a volcano to destroy a ring of power. The King of Men was holding the ring and was planning to throw it into the fire. But at the last moment, he succumbs to the evil power of the ring, and he takes the ring for himself out of pure greed and his need for power. When we sin, we do something very similar. When the Jews broke the first covenant, they divorced or gave up on God for idols they believed would make them rich and powerful. Out of pure greed and their desire for power, they left God and what they believed in. Just like how in the Lord of the Rings story, the King of Men betrayed his friend Elrond by not throwing the ring of power into the fire. Today is also Reformation Sunday, when Martin Luther started the Reformation of the Church. When you really start to think about it, the church before the Reformation was more focused on religion and money instead of God. You might say they left God for popes and patrons, and they were buying and selling indulgences and making big and beautiful church buildings, instead of looking at the gospel and recognizing Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Every time we sin, we separate ourselves from God. We betray him, you might say. But, there's always that one but. Because Jesus died on the cross and rose victoriously from the grave, we are saved from our sin and remain as the chosen people of God. Confirmation is like saying your wedding vows in this metaphorical marriage with God. In confirmation, we are saying, "I am your child." Yes, when we are baptized, God says, "You are my child," but when we are confirmed, we are the ones talking. We are the ones saying, "Here I am, Lord. I am here to serve you and do your will." Our church has this saying, "God's work, our hands." When we are confirmed, we are saying, "I am your hands," or "I am your ears, eyes, nose, feet." In 1 Corinthians 12:12, it is written, "For as the body is one and has many members of the body, though many are one body, so it is with Christ." When we are confirmed, we are saying that we are a part of the church, and not the building, but the church, the body of Christ. Something completely different, right? For the church is not a building, but rather a gathering of God's people. When we are, wherever we are, and we, all of us, are, that's where the church is. When we are confirmed, we become a part of Christianity. A small part, yes, but an irreplaceable part. Just how we cannot live without our hands or our eyes. So, here I am, Lord. Amen. Please join me in singing our next hymn.
You leave.
Confirmation marks the completion of the congregation's program of confirmation ministry, a period of instruction in the Christian faith as confessed in the teachings of the Lutheran Church. Those who have completed this program were made members of the church in baptism. Excuse me. Confirmation includes a public profession of faith into which the candidates are baptized, thus underscoring God's action in their baptism.
Jeremiah Hawley has been instructed in the Christian faith and desires to make public affirmation of his baptism.
Jeremiah, we rejoice that you now desire to make public profession of your faith and assume greater responsibility in the life of our Christian community and its mission in the world. In holy baptism, our Lord Jesus Christ received you, made you a member of his church. In the community of God's people, you have learned from his word God's loving purpose for you and all creation. You have been nourished at his holy table and called to be a witness to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, therefore, I ask you to profess your faith in Christ Jesus, reject sin, and confess the faith of the church, the faith in which we baptize. I invite the entire congregation to join Jeremiah in answering the questions. Do you renounce all the forces of evil, the devil, and all his empty promises? If so, answer, I do.
I do.
Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in God the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
You have made public profession of your faith. Do you intend to continue in the covenant God made with you in holy baptism, here to hear God's word and share his supper, to proclaim the good news of God in Christ through word and deed, to serve all people following the example of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to strive for justice and peace in all the earth?
I do, and I ask God to help and guide me.
Let us pray. Gracious Lord, through water and the Spirit, you have made this man your own. You forgave him all his sins and brought him to newness of life. Continue to strengthen him in the Holy Spirit, and daily increase in him your gifts of grace, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Let us pray for Jeremiah, who is affirming his baptism, and for all the baptized everywhere, that they may be redeemed from all evil and rescued from the way of sin and death, that the Holy Spirit may open their hearts to your grace and truth, that they may be kept in the faith and communion of your holy church, that they may be sent into the world in witness to your love, that they may be brought to the fullness of your peace and glory. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God, our refuge and strength, you make all things new. Reform your church so that our life together bears witness to your unmerited love. Free us from sin and write the law of love on our hearts. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Reform our relationships with you, with one another, and with all creation. Restore this good earth, the home you entrust to our care. Enrich soils, cleanse waters, and purify the air. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Be the present help of those suffering the tumult of illness, poverty, abandonment, and uncertainty. Bring your calm and healing to those in need. Today we remember especially Esther, Jeremiah's grandmother, and others we name in our hearts before you. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
In this community, O Lord, we are all sinners and saints. In our dealings with one another and in our witness in the world, help us trust in your mercy, freely offering others what you give us. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We remember before you those who have died in Christ and now live in the fullness of salvation. We trust your presence now, even as we wait for your glory to be revealed. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Trusting and delighting in you, we commend all our lives into your loving hands. We offer these prayers in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us share that peace.
Thank you.
we may be fed with the bread of life. Gather the hopes and the dreams of all, unite them with the prayers we offer now. Grace our table with your presence and give us a foretaste of the feast to come.
Let us pray. Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us and what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up our hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. By the witness of your saints, you show us the hope of our calling and strengthen us to run the race set before us, that we may delight in your mercy and rejoice with them in glory. And so with Martin Luther, John Calvin, and all of the saints who sought to bring reformation and transformation to the church, with the choirs of angels and all the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory.
Gracious Father, endless is your mercy and eternal your reign. You have filled all creation with light and life. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. We praise you for the grace shown to your people in every age. We know he came to rescue us. A baby boy would grow to be a man and one day die for me and you. Our sins would drive the nails in him. That rugged cross was our cross too. Every breath he drew was yes, hallelujah. Forgiven, remember me. Oh, hallelujah. Traditional Lord's Prayer this morning.
Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread,
and forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom,
and the power,
and the glory,
forever and ever.
Amen. Taste and see that the Lord is good.
Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Grant us
fall on
stand as you are able. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ and his precious blood strengthen and keep you in his grace.
Amen. Amen.
Let us pray. We give you thanks, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the healing power of this gift of life. And in your mercy, strengthen us through this gift in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another for the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
Hymn number 720. Somebody will serve cake to you.
Thanks be to God.
For that, too.